old business is conditional use number 2351, Jose Velazquez.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2351 for Jose Velazquez for a landscaping business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the entire property is 12 acres in size, but the applicant testified that only roughly 2 acres of the property will be occupied by the conditional use. With the conditions and limitations that are part of this recommendation, this is an appropriate location for this limited type of use. Two, the site is located within a low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low-impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential. The use of the property as a landscape business is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of this property. Four, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, a landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and businesses, and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Six, during the hearing, there was information presented that this site is currently in need of cleanup with the removal of old logs, landscaping materials, and other debris. One of the conditions of this approval must be that these items are removed and that the site is cleaned up within 3 months of the County Council's approval of this ordinance, or else it shall become null and void. Seven, there was no opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscaping business. The area set aside for the conditional use shall only be roughly 2 acres in size, and the location of the conditional use shall be shown on the final site plan. B, the entire site shall be cleaned up within 3 months of the approval of this ordinance by Sussex County Council. This shall be included the removal of all logs, cut vegetation, other landscaping materials, and debris. All untagged or unregistered motor vehicles or trailers shall be removed from the site within this time period. This conditional use shall be monitored by the Sussex County Constable for compliance, and if the site is not in compliance within the stated time frame, then this conditional use shall become null and void. C, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding, crushing, or grinding of any materials, and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. D, there shall not be any retail sales occurring from the site. E, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. F, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar type events. G, all dirt, stone, mulch, or similar materials shall be stored in bins or similar containments. These storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. H, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. I, since this conditional use will only occupy a small portion of the property, the final site plan shall show the area where this conditional use will be located. The area of the conditional use shall also be completely enclosed by fencing. J, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. K, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2351, Jose Velazquez, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler is abstaining because he did not participate in that hearing, and the chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2364, Seaford Community Energy Initiative, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2364 for Seaford Community Energy Initiative, LLC, for a solar farm in the AR district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 26.72 acres of a larger 40.97 acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscriber with lower power cost. Four, although the submission of this application predated the adoption of Ordinance Number 2920 governing solar farms, this project generally complies with that ordinance as to buffers and setbacks. Five, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, including landscape buffers, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There will be no regular employees at the site, only periodical visits for inspection, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the applicant has indicated a decommissioning plan in the record for when the solar farm is no longer in use. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, there will be a buffer of planted or retained vegetation along the northern, western, and southern sides of this site to screen the view of the solar farm while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. 10, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents of and businesses of Sussex County. 11, there was no opposition to this application. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electrical generation shall be permitted. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of conditional use area for the solar farm as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purpose. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be secured by gated fencing and interwoven screening and a knockbox or similar device to accommodate emergency access by local fire company or emergency responders. The fence shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practice. I, there shall be a 25-foot wide buffer of planted vegetation along the northern, western, and southern sides of the solar area. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing them to function properly. No buffering shall be required on the eastern boundary of the site adjacent to other lands that are being farmed. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design in this buffer area. J, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that the funds are available for decommissioning. and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2364 Seaford Community Energy Initiative LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler is abstaining because he did not participate in the public hearing. The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulation stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.